Welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 9 in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in verses 24 through 28. For Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by hands, a copy of the true one, but heaven itself, that he might now appear before God on our behalf. Not that he might offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters each year into the sanctuary with blood that is not his own. If that were so, he would have had to suffer repeatedly from the foundation of the world. But now, once for all, he has appeared at the end of the ages to take away sin by his sacrifice. Just as it is appointed that human beings die once, and after this the judgment, so also Christ, offered once to take away the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to take away sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. Gotta wait on the Lord and be steadfast. But there's certain things that we need to learn and understand. We need to understand that protein is killing us. Hidden under the veil of good meat, grade A milk, or extra virgin olive oil. Existing as cancer, we feed to the weak. God's judgment by our own, as we see the effects of ongoing sins against our own mortal bodies. That we can't find the reasons to stop in a work in a world filled with excess, that the world seems to mop up and down avenues of life, stuffing them with excess of protein, is now known as bad advice. This stuff we eat from meat, milk, and cheese has left an hardening oil in the veins we sport as epidermis to free, causing our weakness, our tiredness, our boredom to agree that if I don't wake up and change, something will happen to create some sort of disease. Either in my heart or my lungs or brain, one thinks he needs to seethe, but I see what God is calling us all to finally free our inner selves with clean energy, one can obviously see. Yet I regress how one gets started unless constant support is bringing salvation to humanity's need to feed either your community as the humanity one bleeds as need. Forgoing mean greed. Amen. Join us in our prayer of daily forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for our wives and our mothers if they're living each day, my wife Tony and my mother Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Lord, we pray for those who are dealing with the excess of war in the world in Ukraine, as we continue to lift them up in your special intercessions. Lord, silence those over there and bring peace to the land. We pray for those who just entered the church over Easter season. Continue to lift those up. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study and conclusion of chapter 9 in Hebrews. It's verses 24 through 28. Three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Behalf Ours, God Appear. hands didn't make sanctuary of Christ dear, heaven sent one true, his call. Behalf ours, God appear, repeatedly offer not himself, but once for all. Him await eagerly, salvation those afford, send taken away, judgment after accord. Beings human dies once, appointed judge for all. Sacrifice his, sin removed, ages end, salvation call. Amen. I'm Thomas Shilkruth Williams. It's April 30th. Man, we're going into April, May, June, July. It's just flying by. That is life. It is this morning at 6:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, as you can tell, we're talking about some things that are going on in life, trying to figure that out. Kind of weird. What's going on in the transitioning of life's age? You can feel your veins differently. You can feel your energy levels differently. And I had a friend of mine talk to me in length about a plant-based diet. I know my good friend, I pray for each day, John and Marie, have been on a similar diet for some years. I believe that's the diet of Daniel, if I remember through the Word of God. And they've been talking to me lately as a friend of mine about this plant-based diet. See it in people who train to be boxers, learn to turn their bodies around. And he himself did it about 14 years ago, I believe he said, where he went to a plant-based diet and it changed his entire arterial makeup. I'm getting ready to go through one of those tests where you go running on a treadmill, and I'm going to see how the old heart's ticking after some plaque is known in a CT scan. So keep me in your prayers as we continue to work and try and understand what to do. If you got any comments on this, you can reply. I know my good friend John will give me a plethora of information. So we continue to try and practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We close today with the numbers of angels at 844. Oh, thank heaven for 711 in universal utterings at 844. Close in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.